Hey, what's up, Giants fans? Devon Kennard here at the Van Heusen Showroom. Gonna try on some suits today and learn about the fashion world a little bit. So, Chad, where do we start?
We're gonna get you set up in a suit and kind of walk you through some of the finer points of tailoring. I'd like to introduce you to Joseph
Tang. How you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you. Master Tailor.
Can't wait to get started.
All right, let's do it.
One thing that a lot of people do, a lot of guys, don't realize that you always want to show about a half inch, at least a half inch of your shirt sleeve. It looks really sharp. When your shirt sleeve is swallowing, when your jacket sleeve is swallowing up your shirt sleeve,
right,
it ends up lending to a sloppier, less tailored overall look. Every now and then, not too often, but every now and then you see somebody walking around with a tag on their sleeve. Take these labels off. Always take the labels off.
So, good tip. I might have left that around.
There's also, if you want to turn around just a bit, usually the vents of the jacket are tacked shut. You're going to want to also remove these threads here that are holding that into place. It allows you to move the jacket without interrupting the line of the drape of the suit. Another thing that you're also going to want to open up is you're going to want to open up, usually the breast pocket is sewn shut or tacked shut, just temporarily. This is another little kind of styling opportunity for yourself. Do not open your pocket sleeves down here though.
Keep those locked shut?
Yeah, you know why?
Why is that?
You got pockets inside your jacket. You got pockets in your pants, which you want to try and keep stuff out of the front of your pants. For the same reason that you don't want to put stuff in here, it's going to interrupt the drape of the jacket and interrupt the shape. And you're going to end up with a bunch of bulky stuff. You're going to have to stick a big cell phone in there. You're not going to want that.
Okay.
Okay? One really kind of basic rule of thumb with patterned shirts is if you're wearing a patterned shirt, starting with a solid tie is a great, really, really easy matchup. I would just suggest that you go with something blue so you got another little pop of color.
I've always heard, you know, it's important to make sure the tie lands at the right place.
It's really, really important. So the kind of the sweet spot, it's right in between the top and the bottom of the buckle.
Okay.
You want that tip to fall just right about there.
So I have a question. You know, I've seen clips before, and I never know when a good time is to wear one, when it'll, like, complement my suit well or not.
You know, a tie clip is kind of, it's whenever you feel like it. It's an extra decoration. It's an extra, like, stylish little piece of flair that you can kind of add to your outfit. Once you get the tie on, where do you put the tie clip? The buttons down from the collar. You've got the first button, the second button, and the third button. Good rule of thumb is to somewhere in between the second and the third button. Your tie clip usually looks the best where it's kind of splitting the difference between the knot of your tie and the button of your jacket. Once everything else is all put together, my two go-tos for pocket squares. You got the razor sharp, you know, half inch popping out, or then you just take the pocket square, you drape it over your hand, you grab it in the middle, and without much to do, you just jam it in there. It's a little bit more, it's a little more decorative, it's a little bit more flamboyant. You don't have to worry about how much or how little is showing. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to express yourself no matter what, even if you're not wearing a tie. Just, you know, jamming a pocket square into that pocket adds a little bit more flair, panache, and style.
Okay. All right, so what about bow ties? I've never really worn a bow tie. I want to start, you know, trying them out, but I have no idea how to tie them.
Okay, I'm going to try this one. I'm going to tie this one on you the first time and let you give it a try.
Awesome. I like the bow tie look.
All right, so let's give this a whirl. Pulling this piece over that piece. This is where it gets tricky.
I think I just came to the conclusion that we're going to go with the already made bow ties when we do the bow ties. You know, anything over 2 minutes, I don't know if I can do it. Whew. Broke a sweat trying to tie this bow tie. I want to thank you for all the pointers today. You know, I feel really, really prepared to dress my suit and to look good. I learned a lot today and can't wait to take it into the world and rip the runway.
But you look sharp, man.